Over in Germany today, negotiators are trying to prove to the world that they can move ahead with a climate treaty, even without the United States. A small negotiating group has assembled, representing just 35 of the 180-plus nations represented at the talks. Surprisingly enough, the United States has one of those 35 seats, even though the Bush administration has renounced the Kyoto Protocol. NPR's Richard Harris reports from Bonn that the United States has carved out a role for itself at the talks.
U.S. officials are here with strict orders to follow the Bush administration line, and their public statements echo Bush's own words when he declared the Kyoto climate treaty fatally flawed. Head of the delegation, Paula Dobriansky, is polite but firm when she explains the U.S. role at the talks.
We seek very much to be constructive in this process, to be engaged, to protect U.S. interests, but at the same time, we also have laid down a clear marker that we're not here to be renegotiating the Kyoto Protocol or fixing the Kyoto Protocol.
Dobriansky can only play defense. For example, she's keeping an eye on some of the financial obligations the U.S. and other rich nations took on as part of the treaty President Bush's father signed at the Earth Summit in Rio back in 1992. There's an effort afoot in Bonn to expand those financial obligations as part of the Kyoto Treaty package, far beyond what the U.S. wants to pay. On the other hand, Ian Bowles, a former Clinton administration official, says popular parts of the treaty may be cut, and the U.S., in its current position, can't stop that.
You may see some moving away from American priorities, for example, and allowing rainforest conservation projects was a top American priority. Fears that the text may be excluding that.
And Bowles says some measures that would have helped agricultural interests may also get chopped out of the protocol. More fundamentally, Bowles says it's odd to watch the rest of the world now struggling to complete a treaty that is based so much on U.S. principles and expertise. He says just compare the delegation here in Bonn to the last big meeting in The Hague.
In The Hague, we had a delegation of 150 people, technical experts on every subject, and really were providing the muscle and the expertise and the motivation on almost all the subjects under negotiation. Here it's a delegation of 35 people, and they are largely staying on the sidelines.
For those who want no treaty at all, none of this really matters. But some prominent businesses figure that climate change is a serious issue and a global treaty is inevitable. Tom Jacob from DuPont says the Kyoto Protocol has its problems, but he also says the U.S. ultimately needs to be part of a global agreement. The rules and schemes that are negotiated now would presumably work to the advantage of the countries that do sign on.
If the rest of the world is operating under a greenhouse gas constrained regime for a period of time before the U.S. enters that game, we will potentially find much of our economy lagging in terms of that adjustment and potentially at a disadvantage in that competition.
The rest of the world wants the U.S. on board as well, because a climate treaty would do little without the world's biggest emitter of greenhouse gases. At a news conference here yesterday, Margaret Wallström from the European Union said the first order of business is to rescue the Kyoto Protocol.
Of course, it is so important to do that at this moment, so I think we're fully occupied in trying to come to an agreement here that we have not yet detailed plans for how to bring the Americans back on board one day or even the next step.
The Bush administration hasn't figured out what its next step will be either, but once again, officials have told allies around the world that they hope to have some better idea in a matter of months. Richard Harris, NPR News, Bonn.